Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, I'm Covered by the Blood of the Lamb, already in progress.
Welcome to the Living Savior Church. Praise the Lord. Good to have you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everybody have a good week this week? Me too. I had a good week. Praise the Lord. I'm going to have a good week every week, regardless of what it holds. It's going to be a good week. Praise the Lord. Oh, goodness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Wow. Well, in 2 weeks, Jeff's going to take a trip. I'm glad he's going and not me. I don't want to do something like that, but I will have to say that if any of y'all want to help him financially, if you're going to give a donation and mark on it for Jeff, we'll send him off with a little extra money. I hate to see him go off broke, don't you? So we don't want him to go off broke. We want him to have a little money. But anyway, if anybody does want to help him, well, you know, just if you want to give him $10,000, just, you know, put it in an envelope and we'll get it to him. A little starter fund. That's a good. I can't even imagine going to a country I've never been to. I can't speak the language and I've never been there before. But anyway, he's going to give it a shot. When God's behind something, he sends you off to do something. You know, I guess it's not any different than, well, not a whole lot of difference. I was sent to Cairo, Egypt, to build a building. I had never been to Cairo. I couldn't speak the language. I didn't know nothing about anybody or anything. And they dropped me in the middle of a Muslim country to build a building. Wow. All the thing I had that they didn't have, I had Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, and in fact, that lady, I'll never forget that woman's name. She had the hardest name I ever remember, Miss C. M. Rioff. Wow. She wanted to know how I knew so much about so many different things. I told her, I said, I'm a Christian. I know Jesus, and the King of the universe lives in me. So I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And she was blown away at the things that God allowed me to do over there in that 3 months. I was there 3 months, built a building for them in that 3 months, and got to see God do awesome, awesome things. Wow. Is he an awesome God? Learning how to trust him is something. But today we're going to talk about Scripture in Romans 5 and 6 and 10. We're going to start off, we're going to talk a little bit about how important life is. You know, we fail to remember that life is very important. And I'm going to tell you that the price you're going to pay for today is one day of your life. Every one of you are going to pay one day of your life for this day. Now, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to waste it? Are you going to use it for the glory of God? Or are you just going to goof it off? Well, unfortunately, most of us just goof off our days. You know, we don't do anything for the glory of God. Most of us do not. But in Romans chapter 5, I want to start with verse 1. In the King James Bible, he says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if there's ever a verse that ought to comfort you, that verse ought to comfort you. Let's just say that you've been the rottenest person on earth. And we've all done that, haven't we? Yeah, I started to say all of us but me, huh? Y'all know what I mean by that, right? There's three of them things pointing back at me. You know how wicked we all are. You know how wicked we have been. You know what we've done. You just stop and think of the wicked things that you've done. I think about the things in the family. When to talk about how rotten we are, you know, when God says the best we can do, our works, the best we can do is as filthy rags in His presence. So does that mean we can do anything very good? No, you can't do anything very good. You know, you can't do anything without God, but just think, being justified by faith. In other words, I'm believing with all my heart that with all the wicked things I've done, and I've done some wicked things, and what really gets me, I will have to say, I was married the first time for 41 and a half years to a woman that me and her never had a disagreement until we've been married over 25 years. Never. I mean, I got along with my wife. I didn't have any major problems. Why did I live like that? Because I was raised up in a home like that. My mother and my father loved me and they loved each other. I never heard my mother raise her voice to me in my entire life. My dad never raised his voice to me. Now, I did raise mine to my kids a few times. I didn't make it. I wasn't as good as they were. But I just think about, even in the best we could, I remember the one time that I got upset with my wife and she got upset with me. And I said something and she said something back to me. And that was my first encounter after all those years living with this woman. That was the first and only time we ever really had a serious disagreement. And for some reason, she even come over like she was going to hit me. I don't remember what I did that was that bad, but it must have not made her happy. But I grabbed her and just squeezed her and held her because she was so angry at me. Now, I don't know what I did, but something I did lit her fire, I'll have to say. And I'm sure all of you have been through something like that in your life. But I just held her for a minute and squeezed her until she cooled off. And then I turned her loose. And then I told her, I said, I don't know what I said or what I did. But I said, I'm terribly sorry to have lived with you all these years and to have our first explosion. I just thought, what in the world did I do that lit her fuse like that? I still don't know. I have no idea. The only thing she said whenever we settled down and started talking rationally again, she said something that some of you probably will agree with if you've known me very many years. She said, you're always right about everything. Well, I am. I made one mistake in my life. I thought I was wrong one time. Now, how many, no, I won't ask any questions. I started to say, how many of you women are married to a man that never is never wrong? But you know, the thing about it is, that's the way I see myself. I see myself as an engineer, as a mechanic or whatever, that up in all the years I worked on cars, I hardly ever made a mistake. When I diagnosed something, it was always right. I knew what I was doing in the world I was living in. And so being in the engineering world, and of course, the thing about this is I'm not pulling my string at all. I learned how to pray early, and I learned how to thank God for showing me wisdom and knowledge and how to do things. And so by learning how to pray early, I was able to do awesome things. I mean, I had been called out to go places where the company I worked for, that people had worked on equipment, couldn't make it work, and they'd call me and I'd go over there and I'd pray diligently on the way wherever we're going. And by the time I got there, I knew what was wrong with the piece of equipment. And it made me look like a saint. All the VPs that I worked for, They loved me because I could fix anything. I thought I was. You know, I didn't make very many mistakes. I didn't really make mistakes. God showed me how to do things because I learned how to pray. But in all of that, the best I can do before the king is still not good enough. When we go to the physical, can I please him? No, I can't do it good enough to please him. Why? Because he's perfect. And you and me can't be perfect. Now, there ain't nothing wrong with trying. There's nothing wrong with trying to be perfect. But you can't be perfect. You can try. Now, then, should you try to be perfect? Yes, that's what the scripture says. But he says here in the word, in the best or the worst that I can do, it makes no difference. I am justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So when I stand before the Father one day, and are we all going to stand before him one day? Yes. Every one of us. There's not one single one of us. You know, in the beginning when he created the heavens and the earth, he made the earth and gave it to man, and he planned for us to live forever. And he told us about that tree. Don't mess with it. You know, don't eat of it. If you do, you shall surely die. And he warned us, didn't he? And we thought we knew more than God. And so we messed with the tree. And what started happening to us? We started dying. So now then, has that ever changed? No, we've gone along here for thousands of years now. And the plan just recycles. Just every person, that thing recycles. You're born. And you're a little tiny baby that totally depended on somebody else. You got to have help. And you're born, and then you begin to be raised up, and you get to be a teenager, and then you get to be 20 years old, and then you think, you got the world by the tail. You know, you can do anything. And you go out there, and the one thing it seems like we all forget to do is we forget to read the owner's manual. So we do it according to the flesh. It doesn't take long to get away from the kind of mother and father that I had. You get out in the world, and it doesn't take long till you realize people have knocked down dragouts even in the home between a husband and wife. Do they not?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, I'm Covered by the Blood of the Lamb, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.